我是香港人民学会的副会长和快乐哲学的讲者潘敬泰。我们今个礼拜呢，我们就会讲另外一个都是文艺复兴之后的哲学家，这个亦都是一个英国的哲学家，就严格来讲应该是苏格兰的哲学家。他的名字就叫做David Hume。他出生的年份呢，就是1711年，他呢就是1776年呢就是过身的。咁他可以话呢是代表了英国的一个哲学的传统。那个哲学传统呢就叫 empiricism， 即是实证主义。他同埋呢个 John Locke 啊，Francis Bacon 啊 ，Thomas Hobbes 啊，咁嗰啲都差唔多。佢哋非常之注重咧，经验嘅。咁但系喺咁多个之中咧，咁David Hume 咧，可以咁讲咧，就系、是、当代我哋嘅怀疑主义吓，始祖嚟嘅。佢咧就係、是、對於當時喺大部分喺呢個歐洲好多人都信仰嘅一個神咧，佢採取一個極之懷疑嘅態度嘅。咁所以可以話咧，佢亦都係一個叫無神論主義嚇嘅，即係好多人都當佢係無神論主義咧，就一個好重要嘅人物嚟嘅。嗱，觀物論點樣都好啦。就这个 David Hume 呢，就佢全世嘅著作呢都基本上呢喺三个范畴嗰度受到呢、这个影响后世嘅。第一呢就头先我讲啦，实证主义呢，第二呢就是一种 skepticism， 一种怀疑主义。第三呢就是一种呢、这个自然主义。佢好相信呢我哋点样可以了解呢个世界呢，就係、是、我哋透过我哋嘅理性，透过我哋嘅观察。咁同咁呢方面呢，佢同呢个 Francis Bacon 呢极为相似。咁佢可以咁讲呢，就佢嗰、那个对生命嘅怀疑呢，基本上咧都系由宗教影响嘅。咁佢曾经写过一段一段嘅文字，我讲一讲出嚟同大家分享一下。咁就去证明到咧，即系佢对一啲所谓人生嘅问题啊，一啲存在嘅问题咧，系作过一啲非常之深刻嘅反思嘅。佢讲法就系咁样。佢话 Where am I？ 佢话我喺边度咧？我 what？ 究竟我系乜嘢嚟嘅咧 ？From what causes do I derive my existence？ 咁我生存咗喺个世界，有啲咩理由令到我生存嘅咧 ？And to what condition shall I return？ 到我呢个死咗时，我又会去啲咩地方咧？佢话 I am confounded with all these questions。我对于呢啲问题咧，系觉得好疑惑，觉得好困扰 ，and begin to fancy myself in the most deplorable condition imaginable。咁开始咧，佢一谂呢啲问题嗰时咧，就谂下，又谂一啲好衰嘅嘢，好可怜嘅情况。佢 environed with the deepest darkness， 周围咧好似俾一啲黑暗咧围绕住佢咁样。And utterly deprived of the use of every member and faculty， 好似咧令到佢任何嘅思想啊，佢个能力啊，都完全丧失咗咁样。所以可以话佢咧就喺呢个谂呢啲问题嗰时咧，谂得非常之深入，亦都系极之困扰啊。咁但佢嘅讲法呢，佢就话咁佢点样可以令到佢自己脱离呢种状态呢， 佢嘅講法就咁。佢 most fortunately, it happens that since reason is incapable of dispelling these clouds, nature herself suffices for the purpose. 佢話：哎，好在我既然咧，我運用我嘅思想想解決呢啲問題，解決唔到呢啲咁嘅呢啲疑雲啦。佢話好在咧，即係大自然咧就提供咗一個方法俾佢。And cures me of this philosophical melancholy and delirium. 咁咧就令到佢咧脱離咗呢種咁嘅哲學上嘅 melancholy， 就係可以咁講係啲唔開心啦，同 delirium 一種歇斯底里啦。Either by relaxing this bent of mind.Or by some evocation and lively impression of my senses， 咁最終咧，透過乜嘢可以逃避咗呢啲咁樣嘅困擾咧？佢話透過relaxation， 透過這個休息咁同埋透過 lively impression of the senses， 透過佢個知覺，which obliterate all these chimeras， 咁咧就透過呢啲咁樣咧。就可以就趕走咗呢啲 chimeras 呢啲怪獸即係呢個諗出嚟嘅怪獸。I dine, I play a game of backgammon, I converse, and I'm merry with my friends。第一食嘢第二玩遊戲，玩呢個 backgammon。第三 ，I converse 同人傾偈 ，and merry with my friends。同埋啲老友一齊做啲開心嘅事。And when after 3 or 4 hours of amusement, I would return to this speculation, they appear so cold, strained and ridiculous。咁啊，過三四個鐘頭之後咧，佢話我再翻返去諗翻同樣嘅問題，發現呢啲問題點啊 ？Cold， 好似好凍咁樣strained， 好似充滿咗呢個緊張 ，ridiculous， 有少少咧係荒謬 ，that I cannot find in my heart to entertain them anymore。咁既然佢覺得咁樣咧，佢唔再諗啦。咁但係咧，實際上咧，佢終身咧都冇脱離過繼續佢。剛才所描述即是那些問題的思考的。咁但佢喺思考之中呢，咁佢亦都有當然呢有啲發現，咁佢發現呢呢、這個宗教呢就並唔係一個可以幫到佢解決呢啲問題嘅辦法嚟㗎。佢講法就係咁講。As every inquiry,which regards religion is of the utmost importance, there are two questions in particular which challenge our attention, to wit, that which concerns its foundation in reason, and that concerning its origin in human nature. 他就想想，他原本呢，他想尋找呢，這個宗教，那個的解決的辦法。咁但係呢，佢覺得呢個宗教嘅問題係一個非常之重要嘅問題嚟 ，of utmost importance， 非常非常之重要。咁佢喺宗教之中呢，佢有兩個問題佢想解決。咁係乜嘢呢？話第一 ，concerning its foundation in reason， 究竟宗教佢有啲乜嘢嘅理性嘅基礎呢？第二 ，that concerning its origin in human nature。咁呢個宗教同我哋人嗰個人性咧，有冇啲咩關係咧？咁呢個咧就係佢關注嗰個問題，佢亦都就住呢啲問題咧作咗啲非常之深刻嘅思考。咁喺個思考之中咧，佢就發現咧，就嗰、那個當然咧，佢生存嘅時代咧就係、是、呢個18世紀咧喺歐洲咧。仲係有一個宗教呢 仲仍然非常之流行，亦都系非常之有影响力嘅。咁呢个咧就系多就系天主教同埋基督教。咁天主教同基督教啊，佢哋嗰个宗教嗰、那个、啊、最重要嘅书系咩嘢？就系、是、Bible。咁佢亦都就住呢个 Bible 咧，佢亦都作咗啲思考。咁佢发现咧宗教呢就是基于一种迷信。咁佢对于佢话佢觉得呢宗教呢是需要我哋相信一啲所谓神迹的。咁但佢对于个神迹呢就非常就采取一种非常之怀疑嘅态度。咁佢嘅讲法就咁嘅 ,The Christian religion,Not only was at first attended with miracles, but even at this day cannot be believed by any reasonable person without one. 那个天主教、基督教，个最先呢，就是由开始呢，就由一啲神迹开始。个就算去到今天，我哋都唔能够即是任何一个有理性的人都不能够相信这个宗教除非他亦都同时相信这些神迹。换句话说整个宗教呢充满了这个我们不可以用理性理解的所谓神迹。就是这个宗教它那个基础。咁呢个解决咗嗰个第一个问题，就话宗教嗰个基础系乜嘢呢？佢就系神迹。咁但系佢对于神迹咧，佢亦都有自己嘅谂法。佢讲法就咁，话乜嘢系神迹咧？话 a miracle is a violation of the laws of nature。一个神迹咧，就系违反大自然规律。一种事情嚟嘅。And because firm and unalterable experience has established these laws， 咁而呢啲咁嘅大自然嘅规律咧，就透过一啲好肯定同埋亦都唔能够改变嘅经验上嘅经验咧，就作为基础嘅。The case against miracle is just because it is a miracle as complete。As any argument from experience can possibly be imagined to be， 佢话所以咧就个 the case against miracle， 即系话佢当好似一种争辩咁样一个辩论啊，关于against， 但系咧呢个辩论嘅结果咧就系、是、去拒绝呢个神迹嘅真实嘅，佢话呢个咁样嘅。佢個 case 即係我哋可以拗咧，就嗰啲理由咧係非常之完整 complete， 嗰個 as complete as any argument from experience can possibly be imagined to be， 我哋可以想象到嗰、那個經驗能夠想象到所有嗰啲理由咧都係 against 我哋相信呢、這個miracle 嘅。Why is it more than merely probable that all men must die? That lead cannot, when not supported, remain suspended in the air. That the fire consumes wood and is extinguished by water, unless it isThat these events are found agreeable to the laws of nature. 咁佢就举咗个例啊，佢点解呢啲嘢会咁发生咧？佢话就我哋唔可以将啲圆咧喺空中喺度 suspended in air， 空中飘下飘下咁样嘅。Fire consumes wood， 咁我哋见到啲火咧就会烧。嗰啲木㗎 and is extinguished by water. 而呢啲火咧，亦都會俾啲水咧，就去熄滅嘅。咁點解會發生呢啲事咧？咁啊，只有一個理由，就因為呢啲咁嘅事情咧，就 agreeable to the laws of nature。佢係呢個依從呢個大自然嘅規律而發生的。And for things to go differently, there would have been a violation of those laws. 如果啲事唔係咁發生咧，就將會成為一啲違反呢大自然嘅規律嘅事情。In other words, a miracle. 換句話嚟講咧，即係如果啲事唔係咁樣發生咧，就將會係一啲神蹟嚟。But nothing is counted as a miracle if it ever happens in the common course of nature. 佢話喺日常生活之中咧，我哋成日見到嗰啲嘢咧，每一樣嘢發生咧，都係咧，即係同呢個都係服應於呢、這個嗰、那個大自然嘅規律嘅。冇一樣嘢唔係咁樣嘅喎。如果唔係咧，我哋就會叫呢啲咧，就係一啲神蹟。好啦，咁跟住佢又講 ：When a man who seems to be in good health suddenly dies， 佢話如果一個人本來咧就睇上嚟好健康嘅，突然間死咗，this isn't a miracle。佢呢個咧我哋唔會當呢個係一個這個神蹟。佢點解會死喎？Because such a kind of death, though more unusual than any other, has yet often been observed to happen. 因為點解呢？雖然呢啲係唔係好經常發生，但係呢亦都係我哋呢透過我哋觀察我哋發現呢係真係發生㗎喎。真係會發生，有時有啲人呢突然間死咗喎。咁但係我哋並唔可以話，因為嗰人突然死咗咧，就呢個咧就一個神蹟。佢話，但係另外仲有一樣嘢啦，佢就講，佢話 ，But a dead man's coming to life would be a miracle。佢話一個人死咗之後完全唔出奇，一個人會突然間，但如果人咧死咗翻生咧，咁呢個咧就係一個神蹟嚟嘅。Because that has never been observed in any age or country。佢話從來唔會有一個任何嘅時代，任何一個國家。有啲人咧曾經觀察過呢啲咁嘅事會發生嘅，咁所以呢個咧就是一個神蹟嚟嘅。But a dead man coming to life would be a miracle。咁所以咧，一個人由死翻生咧，這個一定係一個神蹟嚟嘅。So there must be a uniform experience against every miraculous event, because otherwise the event wouldn't count as a miracle。咁所以咧，我哋當我哋睇這個所謂神蹟的時候，我們一定要將這個神蹟跟其他經常發生 uniform experience 經常有規律地發生的事情那些經驗去做個比對。 And as a uniform experience amounts to proof, we have here a direct and full proof against the existence of any miracle。 由於經常發生嗰啲事情嗰啲經驗咧，就可以啊，就話係一種證明嚟嘅。咁所以我哋將兩樣一比對嗰度咧，我哋就發現咧，會有個直接同埋 full proof 就完整嘅證明啦。就話呢個 miracle 神蹟咧係唔可能發生嘅。And such a proof can't be destroyed。咁呢啲咁樣嘅證據咧，呢個證明咧 ，cannot be destroyed， 唔可以被摧毀嘅 ，or the miracle make credible， except by an opposite proof that is even stronger， 除非咧你能夠提出比佢所講嗰啲證據更加強嘅證據，唔係否則咧就係呢啲係唔值得信賴。Well, this clearly leads us to a general maxim. 咁佢呢啲嘢咁嘅事咧，就會令到我哋可以得到一個一般性嘅maxim。 个言语 that deserve our attention， 而呢个言语咧值得我哋留意嘅。咁呢个言语系乜嘢咧？话 No testimony is sufficient to establish a miracle unless it is of such a kind that its falsehood would be more miraculous than the fact that it tries to establish。佢冇一样证据吓系充分嘅，可以证明一个神迹发生，除非is of such a kind that its falsehood would be more miraculous than the fact that it tries to establish。除非咧，要我哋相信呢、这个神迹发生系比我哋唔相信吓。那個神跡發生是更加令人不能夠令人置信的。換句話來說呢，沒有一樣東西呢就比這個相信神跡是真正地發生是更加令人不相信的。那這個呢就是這個David Hume 就困扰咗佢好多，困扰咗好犀利嘅问题。佢尝试咧寻找呢个答案，寻找呢个生命嘅答案，嗰、那个其中一个结论。咁对于嗰、那个当然在这个天主教和基督教那里，一个最重要的东西呢就是那个耶稣这个降生作为神的仔在这个世界降生，受难被钉在十字架那里，那受难而被埋葬，第三日就复活。那这个呢就是这个天主教基督教的共同的信仰的基础来的，亦都系整个整个呢个天主教基督教嗰个基础嚟。咁但系就住呢方面，David Hume 咧，佢亦都有啲论述嘅。咁佢嘅讲法就咁：，佢 When anyone tells me that he saw a dead man restored to life, I immediately consider with myself.Whether it be more probable that this person should either deceive or be deceived。 当有个人告诉我们有个死的人死了的人翻身，我第一样东西去考虑的呢，我问我自己就是 Whether it be more probable that this person should either deceive or be deceived。 究竟这个人呢就是究竟这个人他是想骗人呢，还是他被人骗了呢？Or that the fact which he relates should really have happened， 还是他所指称的事实真真正正有发生呢？他说 I weigh one miracle against the other， 我呢就会将一个神迹和第二个神迹去比较。 And according to the superiority which I discoverI pronounce my decision。 咁就将两个去比较之下呢，咁就睇下边个就强啲边个弱啲，咁然后呢 I pronounce my decision， 我呢就讲我嗰个决定係点样。佢 always I reject the greater miracle。 咁如果有两个神迹，一个神迹比另外一个神迹更加大嘅呢，我一定呢就会唔相信嗰个更加大个神迹嘅。If the falsehood of his testimony would be more miraculous than the event which he relates, then and not till then can he pretend to command my belief or opinion。 咁如果呢那个声称话见到个人死由死翻生嗰个人，佢嗰啲证据系虚假嘅falsehood would be more miraculous than the event which he relates， 咁咧就佢比較，究竟就有個可能係真真正正有個人由死中翻生，還是咧就呢個人咧就一係就呃人，一係就自己俾人呃，兩個一比較之下咧，咁邊個更加不可信咧？咁佢寧願信咧，就呢個人咧就一係就呃人，一係就被呃，就多過咧就嗰個真正有個人咧由死嗰度翻生。佢除非係咁啦，否則咧冇人咧能夠要求我相信，即係啊嗰個人講嗰啲嘢。換句話嚟講咧，就佢寧願相信嗰個人咧，就一係就呃緊人，一係咧就被呃個人，而佢唔相信咧個人真係好似嗰個人講咁，有見到一個人咧由死入翻生。咁呢個咧就係佢對呢個天主教、基督教最作為宗教個基礎個信仰佢個評價。佢將兩樣嘢去比較，睇下邊樣嘢更加不可信。咁佢寧願信咧，就嗰、那個嗰、那個人咧，就一係呃緊人，一係被人呃，多過咧有個人真真正正咧由死中去復活。咁啊，關於個 Bible 嗰度咧，就佢就當然咧，呢、這個咧就 Bible 咧就係、是、嗰個天主教、基督教。佢個宗教信仰嗰個其中一個非常之重要嘅著作嚟嘅，亦都係咧就特別咧係基督教就似乎咧就一切咧就以呢個 Bible 為準嘅，以為 Bible 入面嗰啲咧就係神嘅説話嚟嘅，所以咧所有入面所講嗰啲一切咧都係真確嘅。咁就住呢方面，咁啊 David Hume 又有啲咩講法咧？佢講法就咁，佢話 Here then。We are first to consider a book. 我們現在首先要看一部書 Presented to us by barbarous and ignorant people. 那由什麼人給我們呢？由一些 barbarous 那些野蠻人這樣 Ignorant people 就是無知的那些人 Written in an age when they were still more barbarous. 在一個時代，什麼時代寫的呢？比現在更加 barbarous， 更加呢個野蠻嘅時代。And in all probability， 咁咧同埋咧就好可能咧 ，long after the facts which it relates， 咁咧係佢所指稱嘅事實發生咗之後好耐好耐之後，然後先寫嘅。Corroborated by no concurring testimony， 亦都冇其他支持佢其他嘅證據。去證實嘅 ，and resembling those fabulous accounts， 咁啊而好非同其他有啲嗰啲咁嘅神話故事 fabulous accounts， which every nation gives of its origin， 咁咧就我哋發現咧好多民族咧都有講佢哋自己嘅民族啊點樣起源啊，咁佢同呢啲神話咧非常之相似，咁呢個咧就佢對呢個Bible 嗰個評價，咁既然佢唔相信 miracle， 亦都唔相信Bible 入面所講嘅嘢。當然啦，佢對呢、這個天主教、基督教咧，嗰、那個信仰咧，亦都冇曬信心啦。咁既然係咁，所以咧，佢好多人咧就話佢就係一個無神主義。咁呢個咁嘅講法咧，亦都啱嘅。咁當然啦，佢同呢個 Augustine 好唔同。Augustine 認為一切都係呢、這個嗰、那個呢、這個世界由個神創造，人嗰個福祉呢亦都係牽咗喺最大嘅快樂就係、是、見到個神。咁既然如果佢都唔相信人嘅快樂呢，基於好似 Augustine 咁樣，就基於去同個神相遇見到個神就係、是、人嘅最大嘅快樂。咁當然啦，喺呢個 David Hume 嘅立場咧，人嘅快樂咧並唔係基於即係佢對神嗰個信仰。 咁就對於呢個 David Hume 嚟講咧，佢話人呢、這個世界上有好多啲嘢都係好好嘅，但係咧最唔好嗰啲係乜嘢咧？佢話最唔好嗰啲嘢，佢就講法就係咁啦。The corruption of the best things give rise to the worst， 話將最美好嘅嘢去到破壞。去到 corrupt， 去到令佢腐化，呢啲咁嘅事情咧，就係全世界最壞最壞嘅事情。咁對佢嚟講咧，宗教咧可能就係一啲其中最壞最壞嘅事情，其中一樣。佢亦都將呢個宗教咧，即係同呢個哲學去相比。他的講法就是這樣， Generally speaking, the errors in religion are dangerous, and those in philosophy only ridiculous. 他一般來講，宗教那些錯誤是非常之危險的。但哲學那些，如果他是錯的，最多我們說是荒謬而已。但宗教呢，不單止荒謬，仍然仲係危險。咁呢個呢就係呢個David Hume 對於呢個 Augustine 認為人類快樂嘅根源佢嘅睇法。我睇下呢，時間亦都差不多啦。我下個禮拜呢再將佢關於我哋人類點樣可以喺個地球嗰度靠過我哋自己嘅理性，我哋嘅努力去争取我哋嘅快乐。咁下个礼拜再见。